Hi, it's Mark from Charter Developments. Hope you're all well. Today we're looking at intermediated relationships. Now, to build a professional or financial services business, an intermediary plan needs to be in the mix. I'm going to look now at prospect data, making the initial contact and nurturing, and finally a couple of off-the-wall ideas that two of our clients employ. A database of prospective intermediaries. Now, consider who you want to target and assemble a database of the right businesses and people. Be choosy. Remember, the practices and people on the database are the ones you're going to get to know and spend resources on nurturing. For example, if you're an asset manager in the retail space, don't just target all IFAs. You might want to choose only DFMs, IFAs who carry permission, or those that are not in networks. Or an accountant might decide to only target larger law firms because they are likely to have the larger clients and have a greater opportunity for you to cross-sell to more partners. Initial contact must be by phone. This is paramount. And if you can, source it to Charter Developments. You outsource it because you won't have the time, particularly when you get busy. And it's not as simple as just saying hello. You won't have the discipline to collect all the relevant information to help build the relationship. It must be by phone because you want to gather information during the call that will accelerate the relationship building. Now, with regards to nurturing, you want to be looking at LinkedIn for your news, blogs, to ensure your brand is regularly in their line of sight. This means that on the initial phone calls, there must be a discipline to ask, even for those people who won't initially meet you, are you on LinkedIn? Are you okay to link up? This is one of the often forgotten disciplines I was mentioning earlier. Email, two reasons for emailing people. Newsletter, if you still do that. And more importantly, two or four times a year, the I saw this and thought of you email, as in, I remember when we met you that you mentioned a number of supply chain clients. I recently had a case that I think your clients might be interested in, sort of email. Direct mail. Lockdowns will end soon and people will be back in the office and there is a place for direct mailings. Telephone. Use the phone when you want your prospective referrer to do something or for one of those I saw this and thought of you conversations. So the telephone is king. Before we look at two off-the-wall ideas for relationship building, Charter Developments create leads for professional and financial services firms. We would love to hear from you. Now, as promised, here are a couple of interesting relationship building tricks I've seen our clients employ. One of our clients, a partner in a top 10 law firm, asked an accountant to go to the recycling and waste management show at the NEC. It's a massive event. They tell me they'll walk around the show independently, introducing themselves, meet up every 2 hours to compare notes, and then pass all the leads to the telemarketing team at Charter Developments. And she said they both went. Naturally, this works well for lead generation and importantly bonded the lawyer and accountant together. You can go to these shows anyways. Why not invite someone along? And number two, I'm writing an article for the social housing sector. I thought you might like to contribute. This is such a simple and clever device. You're going to write the article anyways. So allow someone you want to work with to benefit from the exposure as well. So I hope you found that useful on intermediated relationships. If there is appetite for a chat, give us a call at Charter Developments.